Every time I go to Haram Menuchos, where he's buried, that's the largest matzeva in Haram Menuchos, in the section where all the Gdolim are buried. Anyway, Rav Aaron of Belz became the leader of Jewry here in Poland at the time, or Galicia, if you like. Unfortunately, he got caught up in the Holocaust and World War II, and just read to you briefly, from 1940 to 1944, he traveled from one ghetto to another. He went from Sokol to Przemyśl, from Przemyśl to Bochnia, from Bochnia to Krakow, from Krakow to Budapest, everywhere hiding. He had to change his name because he was being pursued by the Nazis. He was a marked man, as the Rebbe. So he went under the name Aaron Singer, he went under the name Aaron Twersky, in order to confuse the Nazis, but wherever he went, ultimately they basically caught up with him. He left Europe via Romania, and he went to Bulgaria, Greece, Turkey, Istanbul, and arrived in Eretz Israel in 1944. And ultimately settled in Tel Aviv, where Chada Am Street in Tel Aviv for 13 and a half years. He reconstituted the Belza dynasty. And that's the hardest. Any of the Rebbes, doesn't matter where, any of the Rebbes who survived the Holocaust or had to escape from Europe and start from scratch, from nowhere, and to reestablish the dynasty, it's absolutely amazing and unbelievable what they did. And one doesn't really know how they did it. In any event, the Belza Rebbe did this. This belt, the Rav Aaron, who's not buried here, Rav Aaron, who escaped, lost his wife, he lost three sons, four daughters, all his brothers and sisters, and 26 grandchildren in the Holocaust. And yet he came there to Israel and rebuilt the bells.
It wasn't Tamina when he came in. Nobody knows. It was not Tamina.
Oh.
He came in.
Not Tamina where?
When he came, we had to call people to come to be Tamina.
In Eretz Yisrael?
Yes, sir.
And he is succeeded by the present Belzer Rebbe, not by a nephew, the son of Mordechai Bugarei, and one could speak for hours of who Mordechai Bugarei was, but in any event, the great tzaddik who did not survive. The present Belzer Rebbe is a nephew of Rav Aaron. He's not buried here. Rav Aaron is buried in Eretz Yisrael. And his nephew, born in Eretz Yisrael in 1948, is the present Rebbe.
How was it his nephew?
Brother's son. Yes, raised in his house. His brother's son, the father.
Of course.
He was born, they said he was born without
a mouth or father. The Malach never touched his mouth when he was born. This last kever is one of the sons, just looking at it, you can see that it says Niftar Yutes Kislev Tarmav. By the way, notice that's already, Yad Kislev is a Yontif, of course, in Chabad, because in Yad Kislev, the Balatanya, the first time, was freed from prison, and we will buy the Magen Mezrich. Anybody notice what the outside?
Yad Kislev is another Yontif too. Another Yontif.
Okay,
it's my anniversary.
And,
on the Magid of Mezrich, the yard side of the Magid of Mezrich, we were there, you saw it, and it just happens to be now, we're also here, and this is a Dayan Parmav, which is 1882, so this is Pon Pol, Nipan, Harav, Hono, Rushal Ruach, Kasher Tzadike, Olam Uforem, also Benidas, Ander Seluso, Moreno Harav, Elozo. And Rabbi Tzadike Sodolam, Agon HaKadosh, Moreno Harav, Sholom. So this is the son of Rapsar Sholom. This is the son who didn't succeed in his Rebbe. One of the sons who didn't succeed in his Rebbe, but he's buried here, too. Look at these matzevas. Look at the, don't just look at the Nusa, look at the artwork.
Yeah,
quite incredible.
Artwork,
quite incredible, and this one's a little different than the book at
it. Dr. Lemon?
Yes.
Why would one son be
chosen
as opposed to the other? What did one have that the other one didn't have?
Right. I